It's Johnny there.
Nigga Pace. Nigga Pace is gonna be on the deal.
Why don't you wanna buy some of our lemonade?
I don't have no money. And besides, it's too hot in here.
Yeah. You've got an allergy going on?
I have sinus infection. I don't get my medicine until I get in here.
I'm sorry?
I don't get my meds.
What?
If you're a smoker, I have a tip for you. Make a video of yourself before all this happens. Read a children's storybook or sing a lullaby.
She's, at the end of the day, she's just robbing the most well-known raspy voice in Kansas City. One Mr. Michael Bergen, who's in here today.
Hey, how y'all doing good?
Now we got the weirdest three-way ever going on in here.
I've never been more excited that you're here.
That's
like, oh my.
Nothing could ever be more confusing to an entire city.
What'd you do to her?
I'd like to say that that's how it happened, but damn it.
I could tell you that we might have a cure for that.
I kind of feel like maybe, like you guys knew each other and I'm your kid or something.
I know.
I'm like, this is all weird.
I feel like kinfolk all of a sudden.
I'm sorry?
I feel like kinfolk all of a sudden.
Wow, that's really bad.
I aim to kill you with it.
You're here to come and talk about some toys.
Maybe can I get you anything? Biscuits, mustard, french fries.
I like them frank fried potatoes.
Yep. All right, Dan.
Mike's in here for a good reason, because it is the, is this the 19th?
19 years, 38 runs, brother.
That's ridiculous.
Next year at this time, ridiculous. It's hard to believe we're just talking about being... Man, 20. So next fall, we're sitting there, it'll be 20 years and 40 runs, man.
All started with an idea that, it started with a frustration, and it started with, he was collecting toys, and did it for Toys for Tots, and you couldn't get anybody to come pick him up at first, right?
Yeah, we were doing a bike run, and my chain broke, and anyway, I would have had to make several trips anyhow, because I had so many toys, and they wouldn't come get them. So,
you know, just got lost somewhere. Obviously, it's a great organization. Right. They do their absolute best, but it frustrated him. So he thought, you know what, why rely on anybody else? I'll do this myself. And you started looking for places that you could directly touch. And to me, that's always the key, man. Identify a problem and solve that problem. You know, when you have such a big organization, sometimes mistakes happen. But you guys, you know, an orphanage calls you, a school calls you, a kid calls you, an Indian reservation calls you. You go, you know what? There's the problem. I fix this problem. Now that problem, on to the next one, as opposed to that scattergun style, you know?
That's it, man.
And that's what works. I mean, that's just, it happens all the time. All the time, man. How many, have you ever figured out how many tons of toys? Like, I wish there was a way we could figure out how many tons of toys you've given away. How many kids that you've helped?
Well, if you can't figure it exact, but if you know, first time I went out delivering, it started out with about 50 kids. And then last year when we were delivering, just between November, the first Monday after Thanksgiving, we started delivering every day till Christmas, and we just shy of 6,000. We did 5,974 kids.
It's so crazy to think about that size of that. You know, and people, it's really easy to push past something like this and go, wow, you know, I mean, it's not life-threatening or you know what? Understand this. To a kid, it's a lot more than a toy. Yeah, I know it's not medicine, and it's not a heart. It's not, you know, a roof. But what it is saying somebody cares about you. Somebody loves you. Somebody, you know, recognizes you. Because it's to a child, it's a reward for a life well-lived, for being a good little boy, for having – it just means somebody cares about you. So it's not a toy. It's a kid's childhood. It's their moment, you know. I mean, what do they know when they're a kid? They'll tell you, be good or Santa won't come. Santa's watching. And then what happens if you got nothing? And it's not because your parents were scumbags. Maybe it's just, you know, times are tough. I mean, we've all faced that, man, when we were kids.
Well, and it's, you know, in some of these places we go to, it's one of the, I mean, there's several schools, obviously, we go to, but this one school in particular, man, that just really gets me every time. The staff and all the people out there, the school over KCMO, it's Whittier. And, started out just taking care of the, you know, handing out toys to the kids that are like 3 to 6 years old. Well, down there in that area, I mean, it's so bad down there. Yeah. And these kids don't get a lot. And a lot of their parents are, I mean, they'll sit out there and point out, say, hey, see up that corner up there, you know, one of the kid's dad was shot or the other one was, you know, murdered here and this, you know, just
sure.
You hear the endless stories of that. And so he said, hey, he said, would you mind if we brought in, you know, some of the kids from, you know, like second, third grade and this and that? I'm like, I said, man, they ain't going to want these toys here. I mean, we got toys for older kids, but when we go to the schools, we try to take care of the youngest of the kids at these particular schools. And I was like, man, they're not going to want these, man. These kids are too old for some of these toys. And he said, no, man, you don't get it. He says, first of all, part of it's just getting something and to open something. And rather, you know, they're going to play with it or not, that it's theirs. They have something that somebody gave them. And I was like, well, we can try and see what happens, you know. And so we show up and, you know, up here on this stage deal, this old auditorium, and it's neat, kind of like, you know, the auditoriums you used to get in trouble in.
You know. Yeah, you know the ones.
So,
all one hitters and all.
So, so we're sitting there, you know, do the whole deal. We talk to the kids, you know, and tell them what we're here for and this and that. And, you know, and you call the girls come up and they'll get a gift and, you know, and they start out with the, you know, youngest kids and older. And then the boys come up, they get a toy. Well, none of them can open them yet. So you wait till everybody gets one and you count three and they all open them at the same time. And man, these kids, like third, fourth grade, when they open them up, I mean, they were more excited about it than the little kids were, you know. And I'm like, man.
Well, I think you're much more aware of the world around you. When you're little, your world's very small. But when you're third, fourth grade, especially in a rough neighborhood, man, you've seen a little more than your regular third or fourth grader.
Yeah. Well, so, somebody went down there and gave them the attention that, you know, and it's just, it's a hard deal. I mean, it's a happy thing that you're able to be there, but it sucks that you can't do more for them. I mean, you're like, man.
That's why there's a twice-a-year run. Not once a year, twice a year. This is the 19th year, but 38th run. And it's going to be a big one, man, because we got great weather, right? This weekend looks fantastic.
It's like 74 and sunny, man.
Could not be a better motorcycle riding day, period. I mean, that's going to be great. So it starts out, everything kicks off that you want to be a part of this. Jake's Place over on Johnson Drive. So that whole thing starts, what time can people start coming by?
Sign-ups between 1 and 3, and then we leave at 3:30.
Yep.
And if anybody wants to get there, we do a big assembly line when we load up the trailer.
It's pretty fun to be a part of, man, because you'll see, 40, 50 guys in a row, and just literally, like, same way, one, it comes out of there and goes to there, but, it's passed from hand to hand. And so there's something special about everybody getting their hand on that toy, then the toy gets put away. And, there's wrapping parties throughout the year, and it's a big, big deal, man. There's a huge trailer out there. You had to find storage. Who finally, by the way, helped you out with storage?
Oh, man, these people were outstanding. Last spring when we were on the radio, L&M down there off of 32, L&M Truck and Auto Repair.
Oh, I know where they're at, yeah.
Great people, man. They just called up and said, hey, man, well, we got a whole office up above our business. They said, it's yours. Oh. And I was like, wow. And, man, and to go up there and have that extra space. Dude, I mean, we got a bathroom up there. Right. I mean, it's air-conditioned, climate-controlled, it's, heated. And the people are awesome, man. They will go down there, and you're hauling stuff in and out of there. Well, they'll drop, they're cutting into their business time. They'll jump out there and help us load stuff up and – I mean, awesome people. So, they really saved us.
Look, you understand, 100% of all donations go towards these kids and helping this out. Mike doesn't do this he takes nothing out for himself or to pay for anything. Like, it probably costs you an incredible amount of money to do this yourself.
Well, see, the thing it is when you get these storage full of people, man, why don't you go rent a storage space, or whatever, It's like, but that's, if you add up how much money that cost every month and add that by a year, well, imagine how many toys you could have bought with that money spent on it.
Right.
I mean, if you got to do it, you got to do it. But, there's people out there like these people stepped up, and, of course, Shamrock Storage.
Yep.
And my other buddy out there, Express Septic, they donated space to me, too. And it's, Shamrock, it started out there going to help me out for like six or was it? A year, maybe 2 years. I've been there, 12 years now?
It's too late to kick him out now, Shamrock. So let's all get comfortable with that idea. He's here there forever. He's moving in. But it all starts with a very simple idea. You jump on your bike, whatever toys you can carry, some cash in your pocket, whatever you want to do, you show up at Jake's Place tomorrow. anytime, but you got to get there before 3 o'clock to register. You know, 1 to 3 is the registration, but you show up at noon, there's going to be some food, grab yourself a beer, get ready, and understand what's happening with this. I mean, get a good look at it, meet some people, and then you make some runs. This is going to go from where to where. So the first stop is going to be Jake's. Where does it go to then?
We leave Jake's. We go to DeSoto, Kansas, out at VFW.
I like that place. That's a good joy, man.
Giant place, and there we'll do. We'll play a video there, and it'll, you know, for the people that's not been a part of this.
Oh, you mean the people you want to watch cry? Oh, yeah, I know that video.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's pretty neat.
Oh, Jake,
you're sitting out there, you got 400 people sitting out there.
It's not neat.
And they turn the lights on, and you see some of these. You know, some rough-looking characters, you know, big old dudes, and you turn the lights on, they're over wiping their eyes.
Oh,
you know,
I was crying
like a
pussy.
They all got their shades
I'm
on
watching
in the
it,
dark.
Like,
that's funny, man.
You and Jake, that's your thing. That's your thing. You, and so then after the VFW hall, where does it go?
Then we are going to Kobe's. And,
great, another one. Vicky's a wonderful girl.
Going to go to the bar.
Another great joint. I know there's a super hot waitress here named Chris.
I've never heard of her. Never heard of that girl. And we're going to the Legion up off Leavenworth Road.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to the Red Eye.
God damn, how many stops you got on this?
Well, they're all pretty close by. See, the spring, we go out a lot further.
Right.
The fall, keep it local. It's been 18 degrees.
Oh, yeah. You know, no, I've seen it, man.
And if I tell them, hey, man, we're going to go to... You know, we're going to go to Eudora and we're going to go to Lewisburg when it's 18 degrees.
I couldn't agree more, man. You make it easy for people to help. And that's what you want to do, man. Don't make it a pain in the ass, right? I mean, you want to make it for easy for people because they're doing a great thing. So I wholeheartedly agree with that.
But I would say this, though. If it was snowing out and we were going to Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I guarantee this group of people would go.
Yeah. You absolutely
know, no. I've seen them, and I mean some major rainfalls, you know, when you think nobody's going to be there, and they come out, man, you look behind you and you see all these people out there in the pouring rain, you're like, wow, this is cool.
Well, maybe we're not so bad after all, you know, and you think the whole world plank, you just look at what we're watching this awful election, then you see this, you know, the cops are shooting people and the people are protesting and shooting cops, and it's just an awful world. We got terrorism and bombs and you know, it just goes on and on and on, and about the time you're fed up, you realize, man, there's some decent people. Look at these guys. Look what's happening here. And, I mean, hell, you got ripped off last year. Someone broke into your house. I mean, just you got that bitch hit you with a car, you know. And then not much happened to her either, did it?
No.
Someone bought off that goddamn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because he got clipped. And she was, and since she ran, which I think is a felony. And then, did they DUI her, or did they ever catch her with that?
Well,
it's her fifth one.
Third. She had all kinds of charges, but you know,
yeah, someone paid someone on that.
If we had one of them charges, we'd be in jail.
We'd be under the goddamn jail, dude. So, point being is, all this stuff happens. You get fed up with your life, and you get fed up with this world, and you think, man, I'm done with this planet. And then you you see the goodness in people. You see people, man, really, truly, like giving of themselves. It's not just their money; it's their effort. It's that solidarity. That it just reinforces. And again, I've tried to explain this to people, man, doing good things for others to help, to truly help, is better for you than even the person you're doing it for. It'll recharge your batteries. No matter how much you think your life is down, you're not happy with your space, the one thing you can do is go do something good, genuinely good for somebody else. And at least for me, I'm straight again. So,
well, and you know, and you're right on it, man, because it's, I've had a lot of people that, you know, they go through some depression times. They're going through hard times. So, I mean, the people that come out on the runs, you know, I mean, you never know. You'd be up 1 minute, you're down another minute. And I, you know, open that door for people to go with me, you know, to be a part of it. You know, I mean, it's cool they bring toys out. But, you know, the door's always open if they want to go with me and be even more of a part of it that they can. And a lot of them, they'll go with me. And that day takes their problems away.
It
helps them once they see that,
man.
And they're like, wow, you know, that made them feel good. And it kind of took a little bit of that depression away, you know. And you know, people are like, man, someday, you know, you're getting worn out. You're going to be retiring this deal. And, you know, we did talk about it a while back.
Dude, but here's the problem. You can't escape, man.
I asked myself, I couldn't imagine sitting in a chair come Christmas time and having some lady called me up or a guy called me up saying, hey, man, just, you know, I lost my wife or lost my husband or whatever, you know, and I got three kids. I don't know what to do for Christmas. So,
yeah, and you, I'm not in this business anymore.
Right? Sorry, you know, I retired and, you know, I don't know how to help you. I don't have any toys.
Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine telling that to somebody and sitting in that chair and living with myself. So
yeah, trust me. We'll be stuffing toys in the goddamn box with you. So, I'm going to send you out with a teddy bear.
So maybe Johnny, it sounds good, I think, right here. Johnny Dare's Night Train.
Yeah, why not? We should do something.
Well, then, but there you go, man.
Now, I swear to God, when you die, unless I die before you, I'm putting a little girl doll in her just to make you mad. Maybe like those dolls that wet. Just like,
oh, God.
Yeah,
that's
it. I swear to God, I'll do it.
Can I ask you? I don't think I ever asked you last time.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I was looking at you, do you have something to say over her?
I'm sorry.
She's trying to talk.
I know, Marge Simpson. It's nice to see you. I love you on that show.
How did Homer?
These toys come from?
How did you get started with this? I don't know that I asked you last time.
It's what I was talking about at the very beginning. He was collecting toys for Tots to give to them, and they didn't come pick it up. So that once he got frustrated with that system, he said, I'll just do it my goddamn self. And then he started to raise it.
I'm just amazed. Like, you decided one day, I'm going to go start.
Well, the City Union, somebody broke into City Union Mission.
Yeah.
And they got, like, these big capsules.
Yeah, it was all of it. I remember that day. Yeah.
And it was 93, 94.
Yeah.
Because I found it Hands to Heart in 94.
Yeah.
So, but they broke in these capsules. They stole all their toys.
Yeah.
So they're on the radio and they're trying to, you know, ask people to donate toys. They needed something for.
That was Treetop when he was here with me. Yeah.
Wow. It was a long time ago.
Before radio stole my youth.
Went around my work and, I asked him, I said, hey, man, can I go around, you know, see if I collect up a few bucks and help these people out? And so within like 20 minutes, and I had to hurry him get there before they left. So 20, 25 minutes, we did like $375, you know, just that quick. And I was like, well, that's cool. So I went up there, and the general manager where I work at down at Exide Technologies, back then it was GMB, and we took the money up there, and I was like, you know what? That was pretty quick, pretty simple, pretty fast. And I was like, well, why can't we do this again sometime?
Right.
So I did it again. So there's a bike run coming up. So I went around, collected up money from people work, and I went out and bought toys. And then I took pictures of all the toys so they can see where their money and their stuff went. So, and I was going to do this run with this guy, made up all these homemade toy bags for me. We were strapped on as many as we could. And like I said, we would have had to come back and get more of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, if you're going to do it, let's do it big. Well, couldn't make it, and so I contacted some people and asked them to come get them, and they wouldn't come get them. And I said, hey, you know, these ain't just a couple bags of toys. We got a lot of stuff here. And so I found another place to go with them, and where I donated them to, it didn't fill the void of what I was wanting to do. So I'm like, and I didn't think about it. Well, who's going to let somebody looks like me
come
in their schools and hand out toys, you know?
They put the radio station on lockdown when he gets there.
You know, anyway, this lady called, you know, she called me back, and I think it was the Salvation Army at that time. She called me and said, hey, I know these people, man. It was down in like 16th and 17th Quindaro. Mm-hmm. She said, there's a school down there called Bryant Head Start. And she says, man, they don't get nothing. Nobody takes nothing down there. Nobody really helps these people out. So I contacted this lady, and she was so overly excited. You know, she said, the only thing anybody, you know, we may get, like, hand-me-down books and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I remember going up there and...
Well, the best part is you only spoken to her on the phone, so... She was. I don't think this is what she was expecting when he walked in.
Oh my! So when I did go in there, well, of course, you know, anyway,
pat you down through your floor.
They're like, fantastic. What's he doing over here?
Yeah. Yep.
So I go in there. Well, but here's the bad thing. It was So I'm like, okay, now I'm found the place to go. How the hell am I going to do this? I've never done this before. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know?
No, you had never spoken in public before. This was every bit of that was new.
And then on top of it, then they had me put this Santa suit thing on, you know? And I'm like, oh my God, really? So now I'm really, you know, how do you be a Santa, you know,
right.
if you've never done it?
Yeah, just try not to drop the F-bomb.
So, exactly. God. So you walking in,
Jesus,
you know,
loves you, little sons of
dropping
bitches,
dropping old golds out of your pocket and everything, you know.
Oh my God!
So we get in there, and man, this was a sad deal. It, you know, you see what other Santa Clauses were doing when you're a kid. What do you want for Christmas? That kind of deal, you know.
Right.
Well, so you're trying to play their lead. Well, these kids weren't asking for toys, man. They're asking for their moms or daddies, and you know.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So I was like, man, I ain't never doing this again.
Yeah, no, I
what
tell
do you
about
tell
it.
Them?
No,
what do you
no,
say?
No,
you know, because a lot of these kids, they've, you know, bad parts of town, they, you know, they've lost their, some of them moms and dads, you know, and some of them are in foster schools. And anyway, so I'm like, well, you know, I can't do that. I can't deal with that, man. I don't know what to tell them. So then I came up with the idea, well, I'll just go in there as a scrounge. Put on a Billy Jack hat or something, become some kind of
sure,
character.
Absolutely, man.
And just tell them I'm Santa's helper. So then when they ask me that,
I'm Santa's
then
enforcer.
I'm like, well,
I'm Santa's drug dealer.
then I could ask, well, you know, I'll ask Santa about that. You know, then I got an outing.
Sure.
You know,
right.
And yeah,
but you quickly learn it's about the attention you pay him. It's about the gift, but it's not about the gift. It's about getting any gift. It's about somebody saying, you're a good kid. I see you right there. They've been overlooked by the system, by society, by, you know, their own parents, by their own family, and they're just these lonely little kids, man.
That doll's probably their friend. That's their
Well, it just it signifies something. Yeah. It means I'm worth something to them, because what do we tell kids? We stupidly, and we probably, you know, that's never going to change, but we equate to children, toys equal your goodness. Mm-hmm. And what happens when they don't get anything? I mean, it's as silly as it is. And it's hard as an adult to remember that. But, man, think way back, and consider how important that is. You know, as an adult, we have different worries. But that doesn't mean their worries aren't just as big to them.
Well, and you walk through there, you know, after you give them the toys, obviously they're excited, you know. And the other biggest part, you know, obviously sitting back, you're like, man, that's cool. But then you walk through the crowd of them, and you're like, what'd you get? They want to show you what they got.
Yeah.
And so you'll like say, hey, can I see that teddy bear or something, you know? So you grab it and you hug it and be like, oh, I love that bear, you know? And next thing you know, now they all want you to hug their bear. They want you to touch it. Whew, you know?
So that's why.
Dang, now look what you're doing here. Anyway.
That is
so,
why.
You know, then the boys are coming out. Now they want you to take their truck or action figure, whatever you gave them. Now they want you to hug that. And it's just,
dude, they want contact.
Meter hell, man.
They
just
want
it's
contact.
It's the biggest high in the world you could ever have.
That's why you want to be a part of this. That's it. The whole point is to get down to Jake's. Make sure you're there by 1 o'clock to register by 3 to leave by 3:30. Bring as many toys as you can. You don't have a bike? No big deal. Come by in your car and drop off the toys. You got nothing but money? Give money. You want to come make the ride? Come make the ride. It all goes to the right spot. Now, it doesn't happen by itself. Mike is the faceness, but it takes a lot of people helping him to do it. So there's less, the annual list of sponsors is goddamn ridiculous. Jake, come in here. We're all going to take one.
Hey, man.
We're going to tag team this business.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate The Rock and everybody up here for letting you do this, because I know it's a lot.
I ain't asking no permission.
Lots to read off, you know. It's just...
No, you don't think anybody up here but us. You kidding me? A little bastard downstairs at Market Man just like, don't you dare say someone's air name on the air without getting money. It sounds a lot higher. Sounds a lot higher pitched and less masculine. But there are a lot of people, man. So I'll tell you, we just go one for one. Jake?
All right, go.
You've got to thank the storage unit, Shamrock Storage. Oh, whose phone is on? Someone's getting their ass kicked. Uh-oh, Mike.
It ain't me. I handed it to Joy. It's a flip phone. She don't know how to turn it off.
Shamrock Storage.
Little Debbie.
L&M Truck Auto.
Robin Kepler. Repair.
Express Septic.
Donna Machowski.
Gail's Harley Davidson.
Kevin and Terry Gardner.
Roger's Liquor.
Donnie Orr.
Roger gives liquor to children?
Hey, man, there's too many voices in my head, man. You guys are freaking me out.
Slacker over at the Fox at 101 The Fox.
Doc and Sherry and Jay Little.
Turkey Creek Cycles.
Barb and Todd.
Nigro's Western Store.
Jack Wright over at
Faster. Miller. Famous Dave's Barbecue.
Mike Callen, Wild Child, Meg Reiser, and Brandy Waters.
The Village Inn.
Misty and Chris DeTillo.
Margaritas West.
Megan Dan Orr and Jay Bill and Lori.
I love you, go chicken, go.
Gene Grindle, Gilbert Ramirez, the Campbell family and the Soptic family.
CR Cycle Tires.
The Little family, Linda and Stan Smith, and Dennis and Kathy Pavelka.
Best place to steal something and pee on the floor, Grand Slam Liquors.
Rick Nichols, Tim Denise, and Sarah, also Dave and Liz.
Italian Delight, Great Mission.
Steve Yates, Jeff Rush, Johnny Bill, and Teresa Ortiz.
Al's Tree Service.
Frank Shadow, Ed Schidling, and John Hutchins.
Oz Power Sports.
Also Juan Vera, Alan Karen, also Toy Holler, and everybody.
Hey, if you're going to do four at a time, I'm doing four at a time.
I was wondering.
Maid City
you
Barbecue, Wyandotte Barbecue, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Rosati's Pizza, Reed's Liquor, Thompson's Custom Jewelry, Cinzetti's.
Randy over at BPU, The Wooden Indian, Paul Murphy, Dasher, and Kim Pond.
Alter Ego, Jag Mower Repair, Wholesale Batteries, Phoenix Salon, Halloween Express.
Kevin and Nicole Sawyer, also Doug and Melissa Kincaid, Pete and Sherry.
AutoZone Parallel, Cellular Contracting, Coach Light Club, Saints Pub and Patio, Sports Bar, Blue Line Hockey and Sports Bar, sorry, and of course, Hypercomputer and Battle Games.
Bill and Rhonda McNeil, Mark and Glenda, also Keenan over River City Tees.
JB's Auto Repair, Black Tie Family Salon, Just Different Refurnishing, The Etcher Guy. Stanley Cycleware, we got Storytime Entertainment, Red Eye, the Hover Team Real Estate, Magnetic Personality by Casey.
Also, the KCK Fire Department, Station 18, Knucklehead Rick and Jenny Robert and Breen. Also, Exide Technologies, all those guys over there.
By the way, I'm not done yet. I'm going to go for the run. Old Shawnee Pizza, Metro Pawn, Amazing Deals, Napa Auto Parts, Cirilla's. I loved Cirilla's. Really? Are we getting dildos for kids now?
Those are great toys.
I'm going to trade them for some toys.
It's a back massager.
Bring those to my wife.
It's toys for twats. It's Triumph D&D Cycles.
Oh, my.
Is it the usury? Usury or usury?
Usury.
Usury. I screw that up every year. Tompkins Incorporated. The Asylum Haunted House, except for Klaus. Wide Open Magazine. River City Tees. Paul's Driving KCMO. You got Shane's Drain and Plumbing. Dishonest Don's Fireworks, which we all use. Mad Mike's, another great shot. Hardcore Customs. True Auto Parts. Moose Lodge, 1999, Timber Creek Bar, TC Riders, Heartland Construction, S&J Video, and Trust Computers, 18 plus vape and smoke, 11th Heaven. 11th Heaven? That's
11th Heaven.
That's four better than 7th Heaven.
Yeah, the
Westwood Chiropractic, and of course the band, Silver Streak, and the band Bob Wire. So it's the 19th annual Fall Train Run. 38 times I've been doing this. It is something special. It is not a giant corporate charity event. It's done by people here in Kansas City, by a guy who grew up here in Kansas City. And it all happened because he just wanted to do something, and he was frustrated by the way it was being laid out in front of him. And then once he helped the City Union Mission, realized there was a lot more kids that needed help. And this idea started 19 years ago. And it really is. It is something to see. Make sure you to come by and be a part of it. You don't have to have a motorcycle. You do have to bring some toys or some cash. You will be happy that you did. Trust me. The world sucks enough. You can see it suck less.
Hey, you think you can read that list again?
Damn. That's a long sentence. How much did you add to that? By the way, it irritates our salespeople to no end.
I know it does, man.
But let me tell you something. The reason those names are read, just for you guys listening, is because they help and they give of themselves. And I would rather you shop at those places and go to every one of those businesses, because don't you always want your money to go to somebody who does something good, who's part of this city, who really is part of it? Every one of those businesses are good people, and you should always, always patronize them.
You know, like I said, these people are taking care of me twice a year. Yeah. You know, not just once a year on a run, but twice a year. They're always there, you know, and I'm very lucky, very honored. And if I could just say one thing to some people, man, I'm very honored and proud of this, that past 3 years, these people ride up here every year, and they're going to be here again. Man, they're riding all the way up from Minnesota. Like, there's about 12, 14 of them.
It's a long ride from Minnesota, man. That's
pretty cool. And one of them, he just found out his kids got to do something at school over the weekend. So he rode up last night, and he knew it. But he's like, hey, man, we'll ride up. He got here last night. He's going to donate some toys. And then he's got to leave tonight to go right back to Minnesota. And then there's two more people coming up from Florida or something. So shout out to Minnesota.
If that isn't a testament to how good it feels to help. I mean, when you ride all the way from Minnesota to help, I mean, remember, you have a good heart, but that's how good it feels to know that those kids are gonna have a different life. And I don't care who you are, man. That one moment may be the pivotal moment in that kid's life. Mm-hmm. And believe me or not, we all remember that one terrible pain we had, or that one absolute happiness we had as a child. It carries with you your whole life, man.
Well, everything that you just said, It's all because, I'll tell you, Kansas City, man, all these people that come out to make this happen. I've never seen bigger hearts than people here in Kansas City. I'm, you know, not just for my charity, but for any other rides. There's a lot of different rides go on. They make it out for all of them. And, again, I appreciate everything you guys do. And for some reason, somebody cannot make my ride. For any reason, they can't do it. There is another ride, same date. It's over in the door of Kansas. There's a little kid over there that needs some help. It's called Heroes for Halos Ride. Don't know much about it, but I know there's a little kid involved that can use some help. So if you can't make mine, go check theirs out and help them out if you can.
What if I can find Heroes for
Halos. You know, and if anything,
Heroes and Halos for Zane?
Yeah, Heroes and Halos.
Heroes and Halos for Zane. It's, they're raising money to purchase a wheelchair-accessible van for their son, Zane, who was born with a Duchenne muscular dystrophy. They'll be family. It'll be their last attempt to reach the goal of 50,000. They only have 10,000 to go. Oh, we can do this.
So, yeah, I just, I knew their ride was the same day as mine. I put it on the back of my flyer anyhow. Yeah. You know, and like I said, mine's a nighttime ride. So, like I said, me go over and help them out. You know, and if you can't, like I said, you can't do both of them, at least go check them out. Help that little kid out.
Yeah, you know what? We'll give him $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, no, we'll send you. In fact, you know what? And because you're the guy that brought it to my attention, I'm going to give you the check and we're going to make it out to
him. No. That ain't about all that.
Then forget that little kid.
Whatever.
I mean, it's up to you, Mike. I mean, it's up to you.
Wow.
You don't want the kid to have a wheelchair, man. That's all right.
Hey, my mother's listening right now.
That's right.
You know?
That's right, Mom. Do you hear what he's doing? Mom? So I guess your mom will tell you to grab that check and take it to
that little
kid.
Obviously, you didn't get beat with a Hot Wheel track hard enough, did you?
My mom tried to deny that the other day. She goes, I didn't. I go, my ass you didn't, Mom. You beat me with a goddamn Hot Wheels track.
That's
a true story.
My mom was saying, I heard you on the radio. I can't believe you're telling all them people that.
Well.
And then she got everybody at my run to gather it up. And she goes, wait till I get a hold of him. I said, there you go. See?
You see the anger? You see it in her eyes? She's going to hit me with
the
Hot Wheels.
Now you see what I've, had to do.
Oh, my God.
My mom would put a belt around her nightgown, like her robe, and like a gunslinger. She touched that thing, it was on.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible. God damn it. All right, listen, but you know what? With 10-7 left to go, I'd love to see them make it for that kid.
We're definitely in
for $1,000. We'll take it out of the hope for the holidays, right. Okay?
Wow, that's outstanding, you guys, man. Very cool of you.
All right, and have a great ride.
And good luck on that ride. I hope it goes well for everybody that's involved in that Halos ride.
Well, all you got to do if you want to find it, look on Facebook and put in... it's Heroes, Heroes, obviously, and Halos, Halos, and it'll come up with Heroes and Halos Ride for Zane. It happens in Eudora. I register at 10 o'clock. So don't forget the night train run tomorrow, Johnson Drive, Jake's Place, 1 o'clock it starts, 3 o'clock it ends, 3:30 you guys leave and you hit the run. So come be a part of it. Make sure you stop by, guys, and be safe tomorrow, my friend.
Appreciate everything you guys do, man. Love you.
I love you, brother. The great Mike Bergen and the night train run.